Thanks to continued stuff going on in the southeastern United States, I'm still alone this week. But you know, this episode might be more than meets the eye. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to your new favorite show, The More You Nerd, where I, Drew, am back doing yet another solo episode. And these, let's all be honest, are a little weird. I do want everybody to know, Miles, if you haven't been on our Discord, Miles is back in his home. They've got power back. They've got water back. They just don't have internet back. So he is unable to join me once again, which I know is killing him because it's middle of October now. And we haven't done a single Halloween-related thing on this show. And that's not going to change today. Sorry, gang. So as I was reflecting on last week's episode and thinking about things, I started thinking about stuff. I guess I like talking about stuff that I love. And I was looking around my office. And have you ever seen me recording when we do live streams or anything like that for the More You Nerd or Cosmic Crit or any of the other stuff we've done live streams for, you may notice a couple of robots behind me. And longtime listeners of our show know that I am a big fan of stuff that transforms. I am a huge fan of the Macross franchise, as we went through earlier this year. That was just this year. Wow. And of course, I love transforming planes. I love the Zeta Gundam from the series Zeta Gundam and the Gundam franchise, as well as a number of other transforming Gundams as part of that. But that whole love affair with transforming stuff began for me with the Transformers. I had a ton of Transformers toys growing up. A lot of them I inherited from older cousins and things like that, just hand-me-down stuff. And of course, as I got older and they started releasing the Gen 2 Transformers, if you remember Gen 2, which doesn't get talked about very much because it seems like everybody loves either the originals or they love the Masterpiece Collection stuff. We'll talk about some of that stuff later. Gen 2 was cool. I really liked the Gen 2 Autobot and Decepticon logos. They were kind of like... They were reflective of what they were, but they were different. I don't know. I'll have to post something about that. If anybody asks about it, talk to me on Discord and I'll put up the Gen 2 logo. But the thing about Transformers for me is I look back at the original G1 Transformers, your Optimus Primes and your Starscreams and your thises and your thats. And we talked about this in depth on our episode where we covered Transformers, going back to the Diaclone, the Japanese Takara, the Japanese company that made the toys that would eventually become Transformers. A lot of them just were like an actual car. Bumblebee was a Volkswagen Beetle, although that license was not maybe necessarily gotten correctly. Lambor, that we know in the United States as Sideswipe, was a Lamborghini. It was a robot that turned into like the actual car. And as Transformers got more popular, the licensing for that stuff became a thing, and therefore stuff started going further and further away from looking like actual stuff. And, you know, I didn't care about it at the time, but as I grew up and I sort of looked at, you know, the Transformers that were coming out, as I would walk through a Target or a Walmart or wherever, and I would happen to see a Transformers aisle, I would look down and I would see, man, I don't know, those things look cool, but they don't look like Transformers to me. They just look like a thing. Like, it's a robot in disguise, but the disguise is something completely unknown to me, you know? And so when I was in college, I was surprised to learn of a new line of Transformers coming out. And that's what I want to talk about today. The Transformers line, as we knew it in the United States, was called Transformers Alternators. In Japan, it had a different name. It was called Transformers Binaltech or Binaltech. I don't know. I've learned lately that I mispronounce Japanese words or Japanese pronunciations of things, but I'm not so worried about that. And so what this line was it actually came out of Transformers Robots in Disguise, Transformers RID, which was a 2001 series. And they released a Transformer model called X-Brawn that the Transformer was just a little too close to the design of a particular Mercedes. And this is the first time that's been so they had to change it. This is the first time this has been something that they've had to think about for a long time. Well, so you got a bunch of guys at Takara and you got a bunch of guys at Hasbro, which owned the US license for Transformers now. And they start planning. And their plan was to come out with a line of Transformers that was based on actual licensed cars. Or another plan, which was to make super show accurate designs, which would eventually become the Transformers Masterpiece Collection, which cost, you know, hundreds of dollars and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to talk about alternators because this line was awesome. So all of these cars were officially licensed. They were the official designs. They were all 1:24 scale. So they were all in scale with each other. And they were, you know, actual cars by Subaru and Dodge and Jeep and Ford and Mazda and all of these different car manufacturers. And the idea was that they were going to be, you know, they're all going to have opening doors. And you could lift up the hoods and there'd be like an engine component. And oftentimes that engine component or that exhaust component that you would see would actually transform into the weapon of the vehicle. So the first one they came out with, which I still remember vividly getting it, it was the Subaru Impreza WRC. Now, this is this was in 2003 that this came out. This was a 2003 Subaru Impreza. And the Transformer itself was smokescreen, which was a G1 Transformer sort of redone. But the version that they used was they used the Subaru Rally Car version. And they actually had two versions of it in Japan, but only one version in the United States. And the difference is one was the number 7 car that had two race drivers on it. And one was the number 8 car that had two race drivers' names on it. I think Tommy Mäkinen was the one on number 8. And that's the one I have sitting right behind me right now. And you pick up this thing and it looks just like a car. And then you open the doors and you see the seats and you see the steering wheel and you open the hood and you see the turbo intercooler thing. And that pops out and becomes the gun and you transform it. And it's a really, really cool transforming mechanism that I really, really liked. And I just loved that it was a real car again. And as they continue to go through with these, so you have the next one up was Sideswipe, who does not become a Lamborghini. Lamborghini did not sign off, but he became a Dodge Viper, and that one was cool. And then they released another Subaru, which was Silver Streak instead of Smokescreen. It was just a silver WRX. And then one of the coolest ones that came out was Hound. So Hound back in the day was a Jeep. And Hound was a Jeep Wrangler in the Alternators line. And he was so cool. And it had one of the best feeling transformations of this line. But again, some of the other things that I love about it is, like, because he was a Jeep, they actually put springs up under his wheels. So he had sort of a suspension system to him. So it was just fun to drive around and, like, you know, play with the wheels and all of that. By the way, they did not get official licensed tires. They tried to get tires from like Michelin and things like that. But what they ended up doing was making all of the tires be Cybertronian radial. And that's branded on all the tires on the side. And it's very fun. It's a very fun little detail and I absolutely love it. So I want to talk about some of these. I didn't have the entire line because I was in college and some of them just, I mean, I don't know how well this line did. It only lasted about 3 years and I stopped seeing them in stores at a certain point. I don't know whether it was a price thing or whether it's because it appealed to collectors. I don't know what the deal was, but I loved, of course, Smokescreen, the first one. I loved the Jeep Wrangler Hound. I also loved Grimlock, who was a Ford Mustang. And this was maybe the most difficult transformation of all of them. But yeah, it was fun to see Grimlock as not a dinosaur. I don't know. It was something weird about that. Why Grimlock was the one they chose for that. But again, they made him like this silver Ford Mustang, and you look at him and it's like, yeah, that's Grimlock. You can tell that that's Grimlock. They made a Honda S2000, which is one of my favorite cars of all time. I don't love the transformation of that one specifically. But I do want to talk about my favorite. But to talk about my favorite, I have to talk about some of the differences between the Binaltech Transformers in Japan and the Alternators Transformers in the US. So by and large, all the designs are the same. There are some differences, though, in that in Japan, the Binaltech line actually used die-cast metal for a lot of the pieces. So a lot of the body pieces and things like that were metal, like the old 80s Transformers. And that's so awesome. And in Japan, in America, with the Alternators, it was all plastic, which, you know, I'm probably okay with, because I can't imagine what a die-cast metal Transformer with a licensed by an automobile manufacturer would actually cost in America in 2003, 2004. But, you know, so we got what we got. There are also some weird differences, like my favorite of this line. Well, two of my favorites. So they released the Mazda RX-8, which was it's like fantastic looking car. It reminds me of the USS Defiant from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. And I love that car. And they released the first one called Meister, which is sort of a, was supposed to be Jazz. Jazz, the original, you know, he was a Porsche, I think, in G1. But because the name Jazz was copywritten, or they couldn't use it, it was trademarked in a weird way, they were then going to name him Autobot Jazz, but then that didn't work. So in the US, they just made him Meister, which is a weird, you know, I don't really know why they called him Meister. I don't know. But this is the other difference. In Japan, Meister was red. In America, Meister was blue. Or excuse me, white, not blue. It was white. Sorry, I'm looking at 14 different things right now. I'm also seeing that they released in Japan a special edition from an actual car customizer, which is very cool. Anyway, sorry. So that's the first difference for the RX-8s. The RX-8s got weird treatment. So, of course, Jazz, Meister, red in Japan, white in America. But then that comes down to my favorite Transformer toy I have ever gotten. It was actually, wow, I'm just now seeing this. It was the 12th release in the line. And if you know me, you know my lucky number is 12. This is a toy that if you went and bought it, you would look down at the box and it would say Shock Blast. And you wonder, what does Shock Blast mean? I've never heard of that Transformer before. But no, this is a specialized Mazda RX-8 that is a special version of it that's got like a spoiler and cool effects. And when you transform it, you see this cool head that's got one yellow eye poking through and the two fins on the side of the head. And he's got one normal hand and he's got one hand that looks like a purple gun. And yes, this is not Shock Blast. And if you look at the license plate on the back of the car, of course, it's not Shock Blast. It's one of my favorite Transformers of all time, Shockwave. And this version of Shockwave is so cool. He sits behind me every time I sit here to record all the podcasts that I'm on. And this is special to me because, one, I love Shockwave. Two, it's purple, and I love the color purple. Of course, Shockwave is often purple. But three, my girlfriend at the time, found that for me and picked it up for me and gifted it to me. And that is the person that would later become my wife. And when I run upstairs and tell her that I just learned that this Transformer, which is the only Transformer whose name she knows because she knows she got it for me, even though most of the time she calls it the purple one. When I tell her that it was actually the 12th in the line, she is going to look at me so crazy. But yeah, I just love these things. And, you know, maybe I don't have my whole collection with me in Atlanta. It's a lot of it is in storage back in my hometown. I just have the two here. And if anybody wants to see pictures of these things, I will take them. Or you can, of course, just Google them as well. Transformers alternators. I just think they're so cool. And nobody else, nobody that I know seems to even be aware that this line exists. I know that this is a big popular line for a lot of fans and for a lot of car people. But yeah, as we go on, there's a lot of just redesigns of different things. There's a lot of different Corvettes. There's a lot of different Mustangs. And one of the ones that I never got and only learned about later, they actually put out an Optimus Prime in this series. And he was a Dodge Ram pickup. And I don't have him. I hesitate to look on eBay to see what sort of cost this this Transformer would be. There are also a couple of really cool Comic-Con exclusives. Specifically, there was a Rodimus that was a Ford GT, which sounds just awesome. But yeah. Unfortunately, this line, I don't know how well it did. Like I said, it didn't last very long. And unfortunately, there are a number of car companies that did not want to get involved. Porsche specifically, of course, we just talked about Jazz / Meister, said that Transformers are not worthy of carrying the Porsche trademark. Similarly, Volkswagen for the Volkswagen Beetle refused to participate. So there was no new sculpt Volkswagen Beetle Bumblebee Transformer. And that is maybe one of the most disappointing things of any Transformers line of all time. Porsche and Volkswagen are very hesitant about putting their product stuff in front of stuff that seems to be associated with war. Big surprise for Volkswagen in particular, if you know what I mean. But they are about to put out a Lego Bumblebee Transformer, much like they put out the Lego Optimus Prime a couple of years back. So maybe they're softening on that. I don't know. But unfortunately, the ship has sailed on the alternators. However, we do still get the other line that was spawned out of this conversation. The Transformers masterpieces still come out on, I think, pretty regular basis, although those guys are just so expensive now. So I'm sure this stuff is out there if you would like to reach to find it. I have not looked because I don't want to be sticker shocked into seeing that every one of these things is $400 now. But it is one of the most fun lines of Transformers. They're literally robots in disguise again, because you put this on the shelf in the car mode and it just looks like a model of a car or a display model of a car. And little do the people walking around your house know that, oh, that's a robot in there. It's so cool, and I love them. Transformers alternators. Next week. Next week, I don't know what's going to happen, gang. We Miles has power and water back, does not have internet. And I don't know if y'all know this, but there's another hurricane that is hours away from touching down in Florida, which won't directly impact where the two of us are, but who knows what sort of indirect impact that could have. Our thoughts are with everybody that's in the paths of the storm and that are still recovering from the last storm. But in the meantime, it will probably just be me coming up here and talking about some nonsense. But if it's not that, if we do actually have a plan, here's how you can find us. You can go to themoreyounerd.com. And you can find all the stuff we're doing right there. You can tweet to us at The More You Nerd, where I'm sure Miles will put out a tweet about what we are doing. Facebook.com/TheMoreYouNerd. And of course, email us, themoreyounerd@gmail.com. That's themoreyounerd@gmail.com. You can also join our Discord. Now, our Discord's through our other podcast, Cosmic Crit, which is a great show, and you should go and listen to that. It is a role-play podcast in the Starfinder universe by Paizo. It's like Dungeons and Dragons, but sci-fi fantasy themed. It's very, very fun. Very, very cool. We've been doing that for a number of years. So if you go to CosmicCrit.com, you can click on the link in the corner to join that Discord where you can talk to me and Miles when he has internet all day while we're bored at work. And we are certain to post whatever we are going to do if he is back there. So with that said, gang, we are going to end the show as we always do with a rousing nerd out. Too nerd for y'all seems appropriate because I talked about cars.